So my name is Lisa Nathan, and I'm from the Information School at the University of Washington, and thank you very much for your time this morning. I would like to begin by having you say your name, your country, your home country, your country of origin, and your title here at the ICTR.
Okay, you're welcome. My name is Ayodeji Faduba. I am from Nigeria. I am the chief of the Information and Evidence Section at the Office of the Prosecutor.
Thank you. Can you walk me through your timeline with the ICTR, the year you first came here and the different roles that you've had since you've been here?
I joined the Office of the Prosecutor in 1999 as case manager. And in 2004, I was promoted to the post of Documents Control Officer at the Information and Evidence Section, and then I was promoted again in 2007 to the post of the Chief of Information and Evidence, which is the post I currently occupy.
Thank you. So I'm going to have you go back in time for just a few minutes to think about 1994. And do you remember where you were in the spring of 1994?
Yes, I was in the United States. In Delaware, to be precise, yeah.
Do you remember first hearing of the events in Rwanda? Did you know of them at that time? Do you remember how you heard about them?
Yes, on TV, on CNN, just watching the news. And at that time also, I believe there were events unfolding in the former Yugoslavia as well. So it's just like two horror, you know, stories that you had. Yes.
Can you describe to me how you first learned about the ICTR and first came to work here?
Actually, it was my husband who first got recruited to work for the ICTR. He was at a conference in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, when they came to recruit for, he works for the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa as a consultant. And so they came trying to recruit from the staffing of the ECA, the Economic Commission for Africa, for this tribunal. And so he had just nonchalantly filled the application. And it's very interesting because at the time, the decision of the family was that we were all moving to join him in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And so he was in Delaware during the summer, I think it's summer of 1996. And the fax machine came, you know, the fax came through that he was recruited to go and work in Rwanda. And I think I was so stunned, I didn't speak to him for a while. Because this was not at all in the plan. And nothing you heard about Rwanda prepared you to even consider it as a place you could live in. So that was my initial reaction, not to talk to him for a while, until I overcame my anger enough to ask him, but how did this come into the plan? So I do remember.